late, a little bit tired of it all. She unlocks the doors and does so much more than what she gets credit for. She opens the mail, straightens up without fail last Friday evening's mess. She makes brand new coffee, though her head's hurting awfully. By nine, she's looking her best. And Monday comes dawning, the world wakes up yawning, and Friday seems so far away. But they're bright and early Monday morning, Secretary, you sure do look pretty today.
At ten there's a break she don't always take, just time for a powder and smoke. A salesman comes in, looks her over in the inn, tells her a new dirty joke.
She laughs off his past like she's done in the past. She knows all those lines so well. Then at five she goes home to her cat and two rooms and cries 'cause she's lonely as hell.
And Monday comes dawning, the world wakes up yawning, and Friday seems so far away. But they're bright and early Secretary, you sure do look pretty today. You sure do look pretty today.
You sure do look pretty today, Dave.
Well,
you're all in white. You're very
celestial.
I know. Now, we got a little email about this song I want to read to all y'all.
About Statler Brothers, Monday Morning Secretary?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
It's from Virginia in Riverdale.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hello, Dave and Deb and music programmers. Please stop playing Monday Morning Secretary every Monday at 6:05 a.m. This was probably a great song in its time, but it is so very outdated and very sexist.
Oh, that's why I love it.
It would be awesome, in all caps, if you would stop playing it, at least not at 6:05 a.m. on Mondays. As it is, I turn off the sound while it is playing. Thank you very much for your consideration. A listener, except at 6:05 a.m. on Mondays. Virginia in Riverdale.
Oh, boy, Virginia.
Virginia, that's why we play it. Because it's so...
politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect.
According to nowadays, you know. Now, however, it's still spot on what I'm thinking.
Oh, Dave. No, Dave, it is very outdated and very sexist.
I think it's, you know, there isn't anything better than that getting started with the with Monday mornings. Statler Brothers and... I mean, I don't see, do you see anything wrong with that? I don't see any HR flags, human resource flags going up at all.
None. No.
None at all.
Yeah.
Well, you just kick back and enjoy it. Virginia, we appreciate you tuning in.
And hope you'll keep listening, even at 6:05 a.m. on Mondays.
Just a little bit of a reminder.
If you're thinking about calling the radio station up to complain about our show, don't bother. Complain some other time. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do it at 6:05. Just do it at 6:09 or something. But 6:09. Good morning, and a very good day to you. And I hope you all had a nice weekend, man. With that wet weather, helped green things up a little bit, right?
Yes.
Moisten up the ground. Now, Virginia, do you have
anything?
You can't
say moisten, Dave.
I can't say moist.
It's terrible. A little moist out there.
Oh gosh. We're going to have a hard time. Virginia and I are going to have a hard time getting along here. Hey, I don't know if this is, I don't know how the world planned this, But how did they figure out that your birthday and International Dance Day fall on the same day?
Dave, it's just meant to be.
That is so. That's
just
like
meant to be.
Water and oil. viral video day today. Zipper day. Take a look at your little zipper down there or wherever.
I got these new pants, and actually they're the ones I have on.
Yeah.
And where was I? Well, one time was here in the morning. At another time.
Your zipper was down?
I think I might have been at the Maverick. Yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I forget to zip these pants up. But
now, how did you finally discover it?
Well, because when I got home from being here, I didn't have to unzip. When I walked in the house to go to the bathroom.
So it was unzipped the whole day?
Well, I mean, 6 to 10, maybe.
Well
I mean, the whole day I here. Probably went at some point, you know, 8 or 8:30.
Yeah.
But then when I got home at 10:30, still unzipped. And I'm like, good thing we have this whole console in front of us.
Yeah.
Dave would have had quite a show.
Well, you just keep your flower to yourself there. I don't know about women or guys. Sometimes you can feel a little bit of a breeze, and it kind of is a giveaway. You're like, well, something just doesn't feel right. I can feel a little.
But it's a little short zipper. It's only like 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah.
And well, so I knew. But anyway.
All right, well.
Celebrate and please do your zippers up on National Zipper Day all and right. every other day.
Yeah. In addition to that, it is National Rouge Lock Day. I'm not sure I'm saying that right, but.
Say what?
Rouge Lock.
How do you spell it?
Rugelach. Rouge lock.
Oh, it's a filled baked confection originating in Jewish communities of Poland. It is also a popular treat among Jews in Israel. Traditional rugelach are made in the form of a crescent by rolling a triangle of dough around a filling.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does.
Mm-hmm. My son spent some time over in fact, his birthday was just yesterday.
Oh, happy
birthday
again to
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spent
Tony,
some time over there.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but he was over in Poland, and he's probably just rolling his eyes right now at his old dad. Come on, Dad, you know how to say that. World Wish Day. A good day to make a wish, and then, of course, hope it comes true. Now, did you have a birthday cake, or is that tonight, or did you...
I think we're just doing ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do the thing where... Because, you know, when you wish, you can't tell anybody.
I know.
Or it won't come true, so you have to wish.
So, yeah, I think we're just going to do some ice cream.
Right on.
So. Why are you up so early? Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint. I like zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers?
I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
You got anything against zippers?
Zip it.
Zip me.
Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm Zippy Longstocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
If you could have one wish, what would it be?
Oh, man.
Not three wishes.
Just one.
Just one wish. Wish I could get my body back.
That I would never get sick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Probably that. Yeah, I was going to say I'd have enough money for the rest of my life to.
Yeah, but then what if you got sick?
But then I get you. That's what happens. You work all your life and then you retire and then you get sick and die.
And die. Yeah. That's why that's why this is my last week. I have to hurry and retire before I die. I mean, come on. You got to get something out of this thing. No. And to go along with that, maybe in a little bit. I mean, this is another just sort of a brain teaser to think about. A time to brag. Now, I know that
time to brag. A time to die. you brag and then you die.
Yeah, that's it. Big or small, what's something that you've done that you're proud of?
Oh, I got out of bed today.
I don't know why they had to say big or small for a guy. And then to say what's something that you're proud of. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got out of bed today. You know, I know it seems a little weird and trivial, but I built two separate big decks off the back of our house in Sampi County in Manti area.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did that kind of on my own because I learned through the house building and some other stuff and working with my brother.
Now, did you have to get a building permit? Did it have to pass code? That's a no.
Yeah. I think you were supposed to, but I made sure that I passed all the codes, and it's still there, even at, you know,
building stuff is really satisfying.
Yeah.
It can be really frustrating. You can be throwing a hammer, but it's so satisfying when it gets done and it's turns out how you want it.
And even to this, I think we stopped by that house probably about a year ago. The owners let us kind of walk through and see some of the changes they made, and even stepping out on that deck again that many years later, I didn't say anything, but there was some...
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. There was just some personal satisfaction. I'm going, you just have to kind of...
I did the same thing, actually. I built a deck when I was living at my mom and dad's at an interval one time when I was, I don't know, probably late 20s. I moved downstairs, so I had the whole downstairs, and I built a deck off the back.
Yeah.
And I was riding my, I told you I was riding my bike, and I wanted to go ask those people if I could look in. I pretty much got a little hint off the corner of the back of the house that I could see my deck was still there.
Really?
I think.
They kept it? Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I also built a deck off our home in Sandy as well. However, that one they tore down. It didn't collapse. They just tore it down. They ended up remodeling or doing something over it, and so that one didn't last quite as long. Helps if I turn on the microphone.
Hello, Dave.
Hello. Turning on the microphone here. Jason Aldean, his latest.
Yeah, we got a couple of things. I built this shed. They sent a picture. It's amazing. I built this shed, an awning combo, by myself and a little bit of help every now and then. The shed's 12 by 20, and the awning covering is 16 by 20. That is a lot of shed and awning.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
That's great. Actually the size of the deck that I did. The one was 16 by 20.
Nice.
It's funny that they would mention that. Now, however, I let somebody else do the covering for it because I didn't trust myself.
To do the awning part?
It was a steel corrugated thing. But
anyway. Somebody said I changed headlight connectors and bulbs on a Chevy Malibu last night. Hard, annoying, and should have a recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be you could just screw in a headlight.
Yeah.
On a car?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, heavens no.
You have to take off the whole front end.
You do. You might as well just remove the engine to get to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite the trick.
Take the radiator out to put a new headlight in.
It is. It's not as easy as it used to be, right? We got a couple things. Of course, we want to remind you about radio station kicking out more cash this week. We are going to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day. That comes up here 33 minutes from now, 7 a.m. We announce that Monday through Friday. And then that's the song you need to be listening for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250. And that's $1,000 a day. Just keep winning as many times as you can. And we'll keep kicking out the cash to your bank account.
We're going to finish Straight to George, the phrase that pays at 7:15. We've got one last one from Friday's phrase that pays. You'll win tickets to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium. But fear not, we have more tickets, and that starts today as well.
Fear not, we have more tickets to give. And then King or Kenny.
You pick.
Yeah, you bid it.
8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 5 p.m. Just be caller Z when you hear the cue to call in those hours, and you can pick. Do you want to go see George Strait June 29th, Rice Eccles, or do you want to go see Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field? It's totally up to you. Just get through on King or Kenny. You pick your ticks.
The choice is yours at Z104.
That's right.
All right, we're back. And this is also a song from back in the day. We're going to hit here in just a minute from Merle Haggard. So, Virginia, hold on. We got another one for you coming up here.
This one's probably okay with old Virginia.
Yeah, but I don't know if we should really...
We shouldn't be fighting.
We shouldn't be that.
We should now, be positive.
Anyway, we love you, Virginia. You know
yeah,
that.
We do. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for listening.
Can we just call you Virgie for short? Hey, now call in at this particular number. Let's get see if we can't get George Strait to sing it for us again here.
385-292-1043.
All right. Yeah. There we go.
Thanks, and, George.
And then, of course, we roll that in a couple of different ways. If you want to record your Pledge of Allegiance with your group, your family, just yourself or whoever, whatever you might want to do, you can do that just by simply recording it on your device, on your phone, or however you want to do it, and then just email it to us at daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. We actually have our own email. We've made it. When you have your own email,
right?
I think that's a good sign that we may have made it. And then we also take it off the open mic section of our Z104 app. So feel free to go into the Z104 app. If you don't have it, it's free. It's fun. Click on the open mic section, and then it drops right into our little recording studio that's what I call it. But it just drops into a file, and then, you have a chance to go ahead and help us out. Morning, Z104. Happy Monday to you. Who is this?
Yo, it's Justin from Magna.
Hey, dude, what's up, man?
How the heck are
you? Yo, just living the dream over here, you know?
Yeah.
You sound a little sleepy.
Yeah, putting fire to the wire.
Right now you are? Like right this very second? Or
No, I'm just enjoying coffee right now for a second.
All right, sounds like your cup of joe hasn't quite kicked in, but we appreciate you calling us and helping us out, brother. Hope you had a good weekend and...
Oh yeah!
Well, oh yeah!
Yeah, it was full of squishy. It was a good weekend.
Oh, that is a good.
Oh, happy for you.
Any weekend is good when squishy's involved. All right,
that's right.
We appreciate that, man. Hey, thanks for the update. Everybody wants to know how that went. Anybody want to know how my weekend?
No,
went?
You usually give us an update, but not really. No.
Okay.
What's up, Dave.
Nah, it's all right, man. It's all right. It may or may not have been filled with that as well. However, my squishy, all I have to do is just kind of reach around my waist, and that's where I get my squishy from my dad bod. All right, man, it's all yours. Go ahead.
You bet. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
The Hag, Merle Haggard, and the fighting side of me. Justin, from the Magna area, calling us in, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thanks so much, brother. Always means a lot to us, and we appreciate your involvement. So a little good news to kind of throw in here, sprinkle in around our Pledge of Allegiance, which is a good way to get this day started. 24 years ago, a cop in Indiana named Gene Eyster saved a baby boy after someone abandoned him in a cardboard box. Now, they're in the news after Gene found out that the kid grew up to become a cop himself.
24-year-old Matthew Hegeda Stewart is a rookie with the same police department Gene worked for when he rescued Matthew.
We received a call. Three students who lived in an apartment complex had found a box with a baby in it, and we responded to that. I was the investigator on call that evening. And from that point, he was taken to Child Protective Services, so I had no information as to what transpired after that date.
That's probably why I ended up where I am now.
Well, while Matt was going through his field training, he was with an officer who I had served with, and I got a call one evening from that officer who said, "Do you remember the case 23 years ago?" And I said, "I remember it distinctly." He says, "He's sitting next to me." I said, "Who?" He says, "He's sitting next to me. He's my rookie."
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Cool. Love that.
With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, right on. Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome.
Hey, did you ever have a, do you have a wish, Lee, or something to go along with maybe a time to brag, too? Maybe something you felt like you did, maybe big or small?
Building my house. Now, I didn't build it myself,
mm-hmm.
but just the fact that I did it as a single girl.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I've had a great career, and that's what I'm proud of.
I love that.
I did it on my own.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little woman power-ish, but I love that. I love that I wore this jacket today. I just caught a glimpse in the mirror, and I look like either a marshmallow, like the marshmallow, or the Pillsbury Doughboy. I can't figure out which one it is.
It looks good.
The white jacket.
Got some free swag at the Bucked Up Warehouse.
Not free.
Sale.
But it was a really good price. Yeah, it was a
deal. Dude, I'm like, no, it wasn't free. I paid for this puppy.
But man, they had some killer deals. If you missed out, you got to catch it next time, too. All right, sunny, well, kind of. Let's call it partly sunny. I looked out the window, and what did I see? A few more clouds staring back at me, and I thought, this isn't so sunny right now. It's Morgan Wallen, and Think About Me. He is building or putting his bar together in Nashville.
Now, isn't he doing one in Las Vegas as well?
That I don't
know. I thought
I
heard.
I have no idea on that one. I don't know if it's going to have six floors, and I don't know if they're going to bolt down the chairs to the floor. But if you do, most of those bars in Nashville, they do have multi-levels just because they are so cram-packed in there and side-by-side all the way down Music Row, Broadway, that
there's
you know,
so many buildings
right,
on that strip.
Right, and so you have to kind of go up with it, and then the fun thing is to have that rooftop level where it's outdoors and you can kind of, so I'm assuming it's probably going to follow those same that same format. However, if you want to get in shape and live 24% longer or have a 24% better chance of dying, did I say that right? You don't want to have a better chance at dying. You want to have a better chance at living. Then you can take the stairs, maybe up to the top floor They say that researchers looked at health records of almost 500,000 people. It's a pretty big survey. And the ones who regularly opted to take the stairs instead of the elevator were far less likely to die young. And this kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, anytime you can increase your exercise a little bit, I would imagine, would decrease your chances of dying.
Now, the difference wasn't small. These people that took the stairs were 39% less likely to die from cardiovascular disease and 24% less likely to die from any cause. They say our study suggested that the more stairs climbed, the greater the benefits. So whether you're at work, home, or elsewhere, take the stairs.
Yep. It'll help you out. And we have some stairs here. Your office used to be up there, but now you're not getting any exercise.
I'm not doing anything.
Except biking around.
Yeah.
And it looks like we might be able to.
Only when it's above 70 degrees, though.
Well, today we're right on the threshold.
I got to go get ice cream, though. So.
Well, okay.
Maybe I really should ride my bike before we go.
Ride your bike to get ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And then put it in the little basket. But you have a little basket on the front of your bike?
No, I don't.
Not a little bit.
Nope.
Well, what if you need to carry your groceries home?
I don't. I can't do it. I don't have a basket.
Oh, my.
I know. Do you?
Even I have a little, I have a cargo bag on the back.
Sure. Not of course, pannier. It's not a basket. It's a cargo bag.
Heavens, yes. You would never call it a basket.
No.
Now, my basket sits on the seat.
Oh, but
I have a little cargo bag in behind the seat where it is. I can actually throw some stuff in there. It's kind of fun to be able to do that. However, I quickly discovered that when I ride my bike to the store.
You really ride it to the store?
Sometimes, yeah. And I think I told you the story before I got the little cargo bag. I rode my bike down to Walgreens, and I didn't have a bike lock yet at the time. I was just, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. I'll ride it down there to Walgreens. I'll pick up a few little things that I need. Well, I discovered I have nowhere to put them. It's the middle of the summer, and I'm like, I have no jacket on, nothing. And so I went in and actually bought some string in there, in the school supply section, you know, almost like kite screen.
And tied string. Your stuff onto the
So I tied bike? It onto the
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so funny. And I had to bring the bike inside because I had no way of locking it up. And there's no way I'm going to let my Baku bike sit out there on the sidewalk.
Anybody say anything?
Unattended. No, I actually walked in. I says, "Look, I don't have a bike lock." I says, "Is there any way I can just set this up here by the cash register, kind of where you can keep an eye on it for me while I shop?" And they were good about it. But anyway, remember when Walgreens used to be nice?
now since you badmouthed them
and efficient, that was back when they actually got my prescriptions ready sometimes within 48 hours. Instead of having to wait so long. Happy Monday.
This is not headline news. Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today. Coincidentally, 70 is also the number of times a day an episode of Seinfeld airs. Ellen DeGeneres is doing a new comedy tour. Disclaimer, any fan who makes eye contact will immediately be removed from the premises. Poppy Harlow is leaving CNN. I can't imagine CNN without Poppy Harlow or with Poppy Harlow. I, like many of you, don't know who Poppy Harlow is. And experts say having a handful of almonds a day reduces fat and keeps your heart healthy. Unless they come inside a handful of fun-size almond joys. This is not headline news, and I'm not Poppy Harlow.
And it is, in addition to it being Deb's birthday, you also share it with Jerry Seinfeld.
And Willie Nelson,
and
right?
And Willie Nelson to go along with that. Kind of fun.
When you're in your 60s, people ask you to do something, you just say no. No reason, no excuse, no explanation. I can't wait for my 70s. I don't even think I'll answer. I like this time. It's relaxing. I don't want to grow. I don't want to change. I don't want to improve at anything. I don't want to expand my interests, meet anyone, or learn anything I don't already know. I don't lie in restaurants anymore. How is everything? I don't like it here. A lot of people around my age like to make a bucket list. I made a bucket list, then I turned the B to an F, and I was done with that, too.
There you go. So it's also now it's his 70th today. But it's great to be 88, isn't it, Deb?
Absolutely, it is.
It's a good
age. I'm loving it.
Yeah, man. All right, we're straight up 8 o'clock, or excuse me, 7 o'clock. Man, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here.
Hey, do we want to announce the Instant Cash song of the day?
Right after traffic.
Oh,
heck yeah,
Dave,
we do.
Teaser.
I'm gonna string them along
right,
here.
Okay.
All right. Time to announce the Instant Cash song of the day.
It is Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Need a Favor is the song you're listening for this hour, 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours. It's worth $250 each time. It's $1,000 in cash today. So listen for it. Need a Favor by Jelly Roll.
Right on. T-Hub on the Z.
Why are you up so early? Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint.
I like zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers? I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
You have anything against zippers?
Zip it. Zip me. Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm Zippy Longstocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
Thanks for taking us along, Z104, where we play the same audio cuts every 10 minutes. Jeez, I'm totally brain dead on that one. Like, as soon as I hit play, I went, oh, I've already played that before. Hey, let's talk breakfast talk with Dave and Deb, shall we?
Absolutely.
What's best for a breakfast sandwich? You ready?
Ready.
Here are your choices. English muffin, bagel, or toast?
Toast. I all love toast.
Bagel seems like a lot of bread to me.
Yeah, and a lot of really chewy bread.
And it's chewy.
Yeah.
It's dense.
I mean, I'll eat one if that's all there is.
Right.
But I'm not opposed.
English muffin, not bad.
Like them. Like toast better.
But it depends on if the English muffin. Now, here's the way I, you know, if you do it at home, you butter it, you toast the English muffin, you butter it and stuff. If you buy it, and same thing with toast, you know, if you were to make your own sandwiches on this. But if you're ordering, here's how this whole thing came out. If you're ordering a breakfast sandwich, like maybe, for instance, bacon, egg, and cheese. What's the best possible bread option?
Hundreds of people voted. Now, if I'm like at McDonald's, there's no way to get, you can get toast like at Denny's or IHOP or,
right,
but not at McDonald's. You can't get toast.
Right.
Hundreds of people voted and had these five options to choose from. English muffin, bagel, croissant, roll, or toast.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't know croissant was in there.
Well, I think
I'm throwing that in the mix.
Was it Burger King that had the?
And Wendy's do a both. Both of them do a thing,
right.
And I'm like, it's the bomb all the way. I'll take that over anything. If you're going to throw in a croissant, now around 1 in 7 people said none of those because they don't like the breakfast sandwiches, so they don't really count.
Now, of the people who do like them, the winner is the English muffin.
Oh,
with 29%, 26% of the vote.
And then after that, it is the bagel coming in second.
Then toast at 21%.
And then the croissant. 20%. I know that if I say croissant, Deb will give me the French pronunciation.
And
it's croissant.
Just the good old roll came in at 10%.
Right.
It just depends where you are, because I would probably pick the English muffin if I couldn't have toast.
Not croissant.
Uh-uh. I like an English muffin.
Wow.
Or an egg McMuffin or whatever.
All right. Hey, why don't we play that zipper thing again?
Why are you up so early?
I'm just kidding. 10% of the people say that they have zero interest in squeezing cute things. Now, it depends on what you mean by cute things. This is what they did. They said, if you're one of those people that just cannot resist the urge to interact with cute stuff, then this little survey is for you.
Well, a new poll asked people, when you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how often do you feel an urge to squeeze them affectionately? What a weird question.
Affectionately. That is sort of weird.
Or squeeze them.
I mean, Charmin picked up on that little thing.
Yeah. 19% of people said always, 21% usually, 31% sometimes, 15% said rarely. 10% of us say we have zero desire to squeeze anything cute, which is kind of funny. Either you relate or you don't. The demographic of people least likely to restrain themselves from squeezing cute things is Gen Z women living out west. So we're just a cold-hearted, right, tough bunch.
All right.
The demographic who doesn't want, we're the least likely to restrain. So we're the loving Gen Z women living out west. We're the loving, squeezing kind.
Right. Now
loving,
on the other
touching,
side.
Squeezing.
Squeezing. Was that a Journey song? What was that? The demographic who doesn't want anything to do with cute babies or animals, men, age 45 and older.
Yep.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Judy, get that puppy out of the house.
Living in the mid, and they're living in the Midwest as well, not
Chicago.
I don't want to. I know we had a new grandbaby, but I don't want
to. I don't care to go see it, just a baby.
You hold it. All it does is poop. All right. And then this also has gone viral here. It is a number, which I'm trying to figure this out. It's the, and I know that they've, you know how sometimes you try to cleverly come up with a number that people can remember, but it's more digits than what you actually need. That's what this one is right here. And basically what it is it's someone who, you know, dug up an old 80s ad for a hotline that you could call just to cry. Now, would you do this?
Give us some weird stuff this morning.
Yeah, we do.
It's like Weird Monday.
It is Weird Monday. It's like Off the Wall Monday. It costs $2 for the first minute and 45 cents additional after that.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Wow.
It's a weird number. You know, it kind of messes with my mind. I have to look at it and go, what's the number 9 on your, what letters are the number 9 on your phone? Do I have that over here? Oh yeah, I do. Hello. WXYZ. So, how about this one? Why cry? Why did they do 1-900-909 why cry?
I don't know, Dave, because why only has 3 letters and it needed 4. You get it? No,
why? All you have to do is put the letter, so which would mean number 9. So I'm just like the letter Y.
Oh, 4 times?
So you would just go, 1-900-909 would that be the next prefix normally. And then you would just, that last 9, you would just turn into a letter Y and then C-R-Y.
Oh,
Y cry. You know what I mean?
Too hard to remember. Because it would still be a 9.
Yeah, it would be, but it'd be easier to.
Like, I'm crying because I can't remember what the damn cry line number is.
Yeah, that could be it too. Now, do you ever feel better after you cry? This must be a woman thing. Definitely a woman thing.
Oh,
because
absolutely it is, Dave.
You hear. Well,
yes. Come on, Judy.
You hear
just
this.
Have yourself a good cry.
Well, you don't hear Bob and John over there going, let's have a good cry together.
Well,
and then you share a good cry, and then you're like, well, that was
really
good.
Find out they like little kitties and little babies if they had a good cry.
It just seems to me like it's one of those things where you always hear the woman, I just needed a good cry. I feel a lot better.
I mean, sometimes I try not to cry because when I cry, my eyelids look like watermelons for like 2 or 3 days for some reason. Like, people look at you like, well, are you okay? What's, I mean, it's really obvious.
Yeah. And look, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it is one of those things. And maybe I'm the only guy on the planet that thinks that. But I just think, how does it make you feel any better when you cry? You know, I mean, I'll cry if, if I'm sad over something.
When's the last time you cried?
Yesterday. I really was, actually. I heard a particular song come on, and I bawled
what
like a baby.
What song was it?
It was Lilies of the Field. Honestly, I
wow.
heard it on. Yeah, and
that
I
song
was
makes
driving.
You cry?
It does almost every gosh dang time. It's so pretty. I just
okay. Saturday for me, same thing. I heard "The Best Day" by Taylor Swift. And it's a song, you know, you remember
yes,
it? It's
yes.
a song, she comes home from school, she's getting teased, and her mom takes her shopping, and she's the prettiest lady in the world,
yeah.
and just made everything better, and
yeah,
it just, that song, you know we're going to play it for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That song just makes me cry every time.
Yeah, it is, and I'm the same way. I mean, just about every gosh dang time I cry, and I think it's just one of those that I think is just well, it's got such a great arrangement and the everything, but it's the same thing when you have that thing. So yeah, I cried. I didn't even have to call up 1-900-9099-CRY, and you know, get a good cry in. But afterwards, here was the thing though. But afterwards, it wasn't like, man, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
I don't. And then I look, I don't feel better, and I look worse. So I try not to cry. Seriously.
I get it. But I'm not saying that it's bad for those people who go, you know, man, sometimes I just feel better after I just, you know, it could be you're having a bad day. Hard things have happened. Maybe it's a relationship thing. Maybe it's a work thing. And for some of you, if you just have a good hard cry, then you can kind of, you know, pull the old straps up again, so to speak, and carry on, and you feel a little bit better after you just have a good cry. So emotionally, maybe it is
look
a good,
like hell, maybe, but you feel
maybe
better.
It's a good release for you. All right, it is 7:15, and you know what that means.
Call us.
Start your
dialing. 385-292-1043 if you have Friday's straight to George magical phrase that pays. Announce magical. Magical
wow.
phrase of pain.
Okay. Okay. You can see George Strait in Disneyland.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Okay. This is it, man. The five words from Friday. And June 29th, not just George Strait, but LBT, Little Big Town, and also Chris Stapleton. Going to be a good show. And hopefully you're the winner.
Hurry.
Ashley Cook and Your Place on the Z. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, dang. In fact, we heard some choice words as we were answering some of the phone calls that they were just barely missing it. However, we're going to head over to this line right here and roll out Z. Morning, the Z. You are caller Z. Who is this?
This is Erica Schott.
Hi, how are you, Erica? Now you're halfway there. You know that you need to have the five words of the straight phrase that pays.
I have them.
All right,
all
go
right,
for
let's
it.
Let's hear it.
Right or wrong, either way.
Yes, nice. Winner.
Woo!
You are a winner. You're going to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton, June 29th, Rice-Eccles Stadium, free on the Z.
Awesome. That's perfect. That's
on
my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Well, happy gosh dang birthday
yeah.
to you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh,
that'll be a great, great show. And we appreciate your persistence in listening, your dedication in listening and trying so much. And Erica, all you got to do is just give a big old shout out to the radio station giving away the most concert tickets forever and ever. Amen.
Woo! Z104 with Dave and Deb.
There it is. However, good news. Hang in there. We're still giving away George Strait tickets and Kenny Chesney tickets, too. So we have your choice of King or Kenny all this week.
It's pick your ticks in the 8, 11, 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. hours. Just be caller Z when they hear the cue to call, and you can pick your ticks.
Nice. So for those of you who may or may not have or may have missed your chance there with that round of George Strait tickets, we have more on the way. And just like Erica said from the radio station, that gives away a ton of tickets. Don't go anywhere else. It's all found right here, live and local as heck. So did you get any word from your taxes yet? Or?
Nothing on my taxes. I know nobody, you know, they're sick of me talking.
Well,
I know you maybe you care, but I just, I don't know what to do about it.
We all deeply care.
Dave.
Whether you get
I filed on February 1st, and they said they needed 60 days. So that would have been April 1st-ish.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any
And now it's May 1st-ish almost.
Yes. And I have no updates on that at all.
All right. Well, keep us up to date. You could be like this guy.
I will.
I'm sure you will. A man in Pennsylvania got a tax bill for $34 billion with a B. $34 billion.
His name is Barry Tangert. First, there was a refund check from the federal government for $900. The second was a tax bill saying he owed the state $34 billion with a B. To be exact, he owed $34,576,826,561.47.
Knew it was an obvious blunder. I don't even make over 100K a year, so there's no way I could owe anything near that. Well, the first thing he said was, you had a good year. And I said, I wish.
Earlier this year, Barry's tax preparer noticed the mistake on his 2022 return and filed an amendment. He doesn't know. Now, you had to do that a year ago, too, didn't you? Didn't you have to file an amendment?
Yeah, I forgot to add on some income that I had that I forgot about.
Oh, uh-huh, forgot.
And it was fine. Everything was, it went through just fine.
Anyway, he filed that amendment. He doesn't know how the $34 billion error was made, if the tax preparer made a mistake or if there was just a glitch in the tax system.
In any event, Barry was able to get through to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue and get the situation resolved. They said it was an isolated incident that involved the wrong numbers being inputted.
Well, sure. All it takes, just a couple of zeros or just six.
Or eight or 10.
Right.
That's a big error.
That is huge. All right. And it would be one thing if they were, you know, if like they owed that to you or something, or you, it was the other way. You're getting a $34 billion refund, you know. For some reason, it seems to me like they would catch if they're given a $34 billion refund. But if they're asking for money, funny how they didn't catch a $34 billion
right?
dollar on the other side of it.
Now, that's something they need to investigate, not my little return.
Right.
Mine's just straight and simple and not a lot, and just give me my refund. Seriously.
Come on.
You still don't have your refund?
No.
No, that's what we were just talking about. She's still waiting on it. But
no.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Girl.
I know. Maybe tell me about it.
Hey, maybe it'll come in the mail today for your for a birthday.
Maybe. Except I already got what's coming in the mail today, and it's still not there.
Okay. Amen, hallelujah, and that's what you're going to be saying when you win $250. Instant cash song of the day right there, Jelly Roll, and Need a Favor. Morning, Z104, what is your name?
Jeff Dodge,
how the heck are you?
Jeff Dodge.
You got through as caller Z, dude. You got yourself $250.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
baby. Very cool. Happy for you, man. You been trying for a minute?
Yeah, I've been trying for a long time.
Well,
yeah.
You did it, Jeffrey, and you can do it again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hour today, all week long. Win as much cash as you can, all right?
All right,
dude, super happy for you. What are you thinking of maybe purchasing with the money?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, treat yourself a little bit. At least go out and get an ice cream cone.
I probably will.
All right, Jeff. What radio station gives out the most cash and the most fun every day?
Z104.
Right on. Thanks
Heck
so
yeah,
much
we do.
For tuning in. Nothing like confidence, right?
Right.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the state of Utah and see what it takes to be rich. This is the way this whole thing plays out. A new report looked at how much you'd need to earn to be rich.
I really don't want to look at this,
in
but I guess we
states.
Will.
I know.
But they defined it as being in the top 5% of earners in your state.
Now, the lowest threshold is in West Virginia, where you need to earn $329,000 a year to be rich.
Well, I missed that by a mile, so I can only imagine what the top one is.
Mississippi came in next at $334,000. And then New Mexico at $353,000.
Now, the most expensive state to be rich in the United States is Connecticut at $656,000 in earnings per year. So almost the double the earnings required in West Virginia.
Which they're not too far apart from each other, right?
Not too far.
West Virginia and Connecticut. However, I've heard that Connecticut, anytime people bring up Connecticut, I heard that the cost of living is just out the door. I mean, it's just through the roof. I mean, they're just like crazy rent charges, crazy everything prices. It's kind of no wonder that it's all relevant, I guess. Now, after that, it's New York, $621,000. Massachusetts at $617,000 a year that you need to make.
Thanks to inflation and other factors, you need to earn a lot more to be rich than you used to. The report found people in that 5%, the top 5%, are making around 30% more than they did just in 2017. Now, in Utah,
$4 an hour.
36% change in the last 5 years to be rich.
That's steep.
The 2022 average income to be rich in Utah, you have to make $463,000 a year. And in 2017, it was only $338,000.
Yeah. Well, I'm rich in love.
Yes, we're rich in other ways. Yeah. That's what we like to tell ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we like to say. And, you know, really, honestly, and I know that we're joking about it, but honestly, I think you can be rich in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely,
other than money,
you can.
You know?
Yep. You have your health, friends and family.
Yep.
You have a roof over your head, hopefully. Absolutely.
And a radio station gig for another week.
At least another week.
It's a beautiful thing, right? But I do. Tim McGraw and his latest here on Z104 is called One Bad Habit. What is your one bad habit?
Oh my gosh, I have so many bad habits.
I drink way too much soda.
Yeah.
Now, what about a habit that's good?
I love carbs.
Bike riding.
Okay, bike riding. Thank you. Bike riding.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Think that applies to both of us?
It's the only time I move.
And by the way, you're still doing a little bit of celebrating. I think you started about a week ago for your birthday celebration stuff.
Hey, it's birthday month.
It is.
Come on.
You might need to buy a new pair of jeans, and I've got just the thing for you.
I know.
Do you have $800?
No. A designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Luca just debuted pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants.
Why?
And they absolutely do.
Now, they made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out when they hit their website. That's despite selling them for the insane price of $810.
Now, they have a lighter wash where the stain's not so obvious. It's more of an I peed my pants yesterday look. So you can have the current peed or yesterday peed
Now, why would you? I don't get it. Just the novelty of it? Do you want to draw attention to somebody going to go, guess, did you pee your pants?
I guess.
You know, who's going to ask
you're
that?
You're the coolest.
Yeah. Man, you are really cool. That version was on sale for around $600, just in case you wanted to know.
And that's, that version, I'm looking at it, and it looks disgusting. It's in a light wash pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And it's just...
Actually, looks like you spilled like a Diet Coke and forgot to...
In that area. It just looks looks like dried pee.
However, that's a bargain, $600, if you want to go that route. So if you want the look, you'll just have to do it the old-fashioned way. Just pee your pants.
See, I can pee my pants for free.
Do that.
In the $40 jeans that I have right now.
Save yourself some money. And speaking of saving money, because here are some of the signs, the top five. We were talking about the richest states. Connecticut was up there. But the thing is, I mean, it ranged anywhere from like $300,000 a year to feel rich.
That was the minimum in West Virginia was the lowest.
Right.
There's no way. No.
Even here in Utah, it was 400-something thousand. Yeah. And then all the way up to $600,000+ to do that. Now, this is more my speed. The top five signs that you're definitely not rich.
Okay.
When you press withdraw, the ATM laughs.
Okay. I'm sure I've been there before.
Your coupon scissors are dull. Because you've used them
I've
so much.
I've never been a couponer. You have. You're like, you used to be like the coupon.
Yeah.
I have my coupon. You're that guy that you get behind in the grocery store.
Yeah. And now they do
it's
coupons
digital.
You know, you can just go ahead and scan stuff. You ask your landlord if she accepts ketchup packets for rent. Top five signs that you're definitely not rich. Your only bling is the duct tape holding your shoe together.
Okay.
And the top reason that you're definitely not rich, you have to inflate your mattress.
It's got a blow up mattress.
It is. Have you heard that the cicadas are horrible?
I have seen pictures of friends in Nashville, and it is unbelievable how many cicadas they've got on their patios and stuff.
Yeah. Isn't there a singer by the name of John Cicada?
Cicada, but close.
But yeah, they've got a crazy outbreak of cicadas.
Tonight on Animal Planet, the premiere of The Cicada Hunter.
G'day, mate. Cicadas emerge every 17 years to reproduce, so I'm going to hold one to my ear to determine what they're saying. Okay. Yeah, it's saying, let's get it on, Hoochie Mama. And this one? This one says, I want to grind on that booty all night long. As for this one, crikey, I can't repeat that on TV.
The Cicada Hunter. And after that, it's the premiere of The Cicada Hunter After Dark.
And this one is saying, show me your you sweet old.
That's tonight on Animal Planet, your home for horny bugs.
That's a good thing. Do you speak cicada?
No.
I don't know if I would have understood everything there. All right, so Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week. Now, actually, it wasn't really Snoop. That was the problem. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked just a lot like Snoop Dogg.
Did you see the picture?
I didn't.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, but I just came across this. Oh, man, that is pretty good. However, you can tell it's pretty fake.
You can tell it's pretty.
Because it looks like.
Not at 60 miles an hour.
No, I guess not.
From a distance.
However, to me, it looks like a mix of Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg.
Now, this guy set his little dummy up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was kind of realistic. When traveling in traffic, the cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it, cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. And the California Highway Patrol, Chips, posted the photo on Instagram.
Yeah, there we go. And they actually, I think they went to get, didn't they try to get an audio actuality of this whole thing? And that's all they got.
For shizzle.
I don't know if that's legal or not, but we're going to get to traffic here in just a second. Plus, we're also going to announce, we stopped that contest. We're going to roll into the 8 o'clock hour. And then what you do is you listen for King or Kenny the Q to call. And then you go ahead and pick your choice of tickets. Pick your ticks.
Pick your ticks.
King George. Or George Strait or Kenny Chesney?
George is here on the 29th of June. Rice Eccles. Kenny is here July 16th at America First Field. You can go to either concert if you get through in your caller Z.
Boo. All right. It's time now for our morning shout outs. We do this at Monday through Friday. At 8 a.m., and I'll go ahead and roll mine right out of the chute here. First of all, happy birthday to you, Deb.
Aw, thank you.
Big happy birthday. It's great to be 88. I also got a message here that is here for a big old happy birthday from your ride or die. And you are so, so loved.
Aww, so that's message, so nice.
Message to you.
Thank you.
On your birthday from your ride or die, and I'm pretty sure you know who that is.
I do.
All right,
thank
cool.
you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Willie Nelson's birthday today, Jerry Seinfeld, dude. A couple of other celebs. You, you celebrate pretty good in pretty good company. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Gavin Westbrook. He's now officially a teenager, 13. Watched right Gavin on. Grow up, and he's a hilarious kid. He's very spicy.
Yeah, there you go. Happy
but we
birthday,
love him, Gav. Somebody said, shout out to my bird dog boss, Gerald, for Monday. Thank you. All right. Happy birthday to two of my favorite people, my grandson, Jaden, and Deb Turpin. Love from Sherry Downard. Sherry is so sweet.
Love that.
We have the best listeners. Thank you, Sherry. Ferris says, shout out to Mimi, seventh grader at Roy Junior High. Good luck on all your tests this week. Love you from mom and dad. This is Corey. Shout out to Deb. Happy birthday. And shout out to David. Really good to see you, David, on Saturday. And hope you guys have a really good day.
Oh, did it say the name or anything?
Corey.
Corey. Okay.
Happy birthday to Deb and my sister Stacy from Tiffany Douglas. Thank you. Shout out to American Fork, Pleasant Grove, Lone Peak, and Lehigh Fire Departments, as well as American Fork PD for responding so fast when our garage caught fire Friday night.
Wow.
A very special shout out to our neighbors who saw the fire, called 911, saved our lives, and let us put our dogs in their yard till we were able to go back to our house.
Man, that's
beyond blessed. That no one was hurt. The neighbors saw the fire when they did. Firefighters got there so fast and were so good. They were rolling hoses down the driveway even before we were all out of the house. Wow. They are our heroes, and we cannot think
that
of enough.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I'm sorry
to chills.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, but man, I'm like, are we super grateful for our first responders, right?
Yeah.
On the line with us, shout outs. Who is this?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Mike. I've got a shout out for Deb.
Oh, okay, Mike, thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Deborah. Happy birthday to you.
I think I've sat by that guy in church before. Thank you, Mike.
Very nice.
That was super nice.
I'm throwing roses up on the stage as we speak.
Thank you so much.
Nice job, buddy.
Love you.
Right, bye. Jesse Mount says, morning shout out to Justin for Magna. I hear him say the pledge at least once a week, I'm sure. He deserves all the squishy things that never come to the 45 plus people who don't want to hold a baby or a puppy.
There you go.
Let's see. I think that's it.
I better check. I got some more here.
All right.
I'm being an idiot.
Tammy Russell, Jeremy Preston, Amy Stewart, Shelley Modal, George Hastings. Our friend Amy Nay from Fox 13.
Shares her birthday with you, doesn't she?
Savia Morgan, Rod Zundel from Channel 5. Used to be with Channel 5. Maybe. Is he still? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Rosie and my friend Russ Bowers. Happy birthday, everybody.
If he is, we just fired him.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know.
Yeah. Love you, Rod.
Biggest shout out to, of course, all of the people that came by Strong VW Remote on Friday afternoon. And the amazing job that everybody did with all of the salespeople, getting them into their Dave deals, saving them an extra $500. A big shout out to Bucked Up. Of course, the bros, the Gardner bros, Jeff, Ryan, Dan. Shout out to Jessica Gray, Michelle, Haley, Tyson, Beckham. That is their last name. All the Beckhams stopped by, including David and Victoria.
Whatever.
Ryan and Sabrina Sessions with Ridgeline Advanced Chiropractic in South Jordan. Thank you so much. Good to meet you. Hope we can talk more in the future there. Sam Banks, Eliza Banks, Pam and Brett Meadows, Brian Trevin and Carson Garlick, and then Boston By. I'll stop by. Among the many millions of people that went by the Bucked Up Warehouse sale on Saturday, an incredible success. And thanks for tuning into the Z and saying, hey, I guess we got our birthdays, right?
That's it.
You did all of your thing? Okay,
happy
here
birthday,
we go.
Everybody.
We'll sing it to you. Now, I'm a sing your name in this one, okay?
Oh, Dave, no need to do that. There's many other people having a birthday today.
Okay, you ready? But I'll do all a little personalized thing for you. How does it start off again?
Happy, happy birthday. You've had a birthday.
You've had a birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me start this first part. Now, but wait, let me do this first part.
I feel like we're at rehearsals.
Okay. You've had a birthday, Deborah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Okay, I'll let you take it.
You've had a birthday, Deborah, dear.
Listener, dear.
And there we go.
Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be.
Happy, happy birthday from the Z. Lainey Wilson of Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Still your chance to win some George Strait tickets or Kenny Chesney tickets. Keep it here. Listen for the cue to call. When you hear it, be caller Z, and you'll be able to pick your ticks, which is kind of fun. All right, so it looks like what we've got here is some nostalgia. What do you call? I mean, I want to go take back Tuesday, way back Wednesday, throwback Thursday, flashback Friday.
Memories Monday.
Do these movies cure your childhood nostalgia?
Okay, I know people are going to die when I say this, but I mean, not die, but and it's included in this list. I, for the first time, saw The Goonies last night in my whole life.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Now, that was the same thing. What was the other movie you just barely watched a couple of years ago? The Notebook or something? Or what was it? No, what did
you... The Proposal.
That's what it was. The Proposal that you watched for the first time.
Well, Entertainment Weekly put together a new list of 25 movies that are great for when people are feeling nostalgic for their childhood. Millennials should really like it since a majority of them are from the 90s.
Now, this should bring back some flood of memories. Some of them include Disney ones like a Goofy movie. In 1995, Aladdin, 92, Beauty and the Beast in 91, Lion King in 94, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit in 88.
Okay, I love all of those. Yeah. I've never seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Did you ever go on the ride?
Yeah, I've been on the ride, but I've never seen the movie. I mean, I know the characters, kind of.
Yeah.
Other highlights include Air Bud from 1997, Space Jam from 1996, The Iron Giant from 1999, and two Corey Feldman classics, The Goonies from 1985 and Stand By Me from 1986.
Of course, Stand By Me is a classic. I mean, I don't know if anybody hasn't seen that. I'm not familiar with The Iron Giant, though. Am I?
I've seen that one. It is, I'll show you. Remember this guy? He's the Iron Giant. Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, then you haven't seen it.
I must have.
He's the Iron Giant.
I must have blocked that out of my memory for some reason. And then, of course, I don't know about you, but I'd like to, since I'm a nut for this, I'd like to add The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love that show. Now, I hadn't seen that until last Christmas.
Really?
Or last Halloween. I can't remember. I think I think we watched it at Christmas time. But that was the first time I'd seen it, and I loved it.
Yeah, you binge watch everything.
It's a mix of Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, here we go. We are looking at our traffic again. Lee, how are we shaping up here? It's 8:13.
Well, we're actually looking pretty good. On SR-36, Rush Lake Ruins Road, we've got an accident being reported there. It's pulled to the right shoulder, but you're still going to see it heavy. I-15 northbound through the valley, looking pretty good. We've had a decent commute, maybe a little heavier traffic now making your way northbound through the south interchange. Southbound I-15 getting out of Weber and Davis counties is in good shape. Southbound Highway 89, southbound on West Davis Highway, and southbound on Legacy, all looking good and moving at freeway speed. This traffic report is sponsored by the Good Feet Stores. Live limitless by aligning your feet, body, and lifestyle. Stop by the Good Feet Store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Very nice. Thank you, as usual.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And we are going to see a few clouds hanging around. And then, pretty decent for the middle and latter part of the week and even into the weekend, actually. This is really going to be your only last lingering shower, which, by the way, the earth was just thirsty.
Dave is
waxing poetic.
Yeah, I know.
The earth has thirsted.
Yes.
And the heavens have answered that prayer.
Right. They opened up, and my cup overfloweth onto the grass of life. And
the moisture will feed the abundance of our fall harvest.
Yes. And then make sure that you have your roots deep in the earth, so when a strong wind comes up and blows it, then you will have a foundation that will last for a lifetime and eternity. Is that good?
It's really good, Dave. It's really good.
But anyway, it was
nice. I love it when you wax poetic.
It was nice to get the, you know, I'm a scriptorian, actually.
Absolutely, you are.
If you think about it. But anyway, no, it was nice to get some moisture coming through. It really did green things up. It almost sped the process up a little bit of spring, how everything sort of greened up and freshened up a little bit. However, be on the alert. It will be into the 30s again. Some of the mountain valley areas could be flirting with freezing, right around the freezing mark of 32. Here in the valley, we're talking about 39 tomorrow morning, but that's after hitting a high of 70 degrees today.
Right now, it's 50, cloudy downtown.
Dump It or Dig It, coming up next, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Hey, we have a new song from Josh Turner. We haven't heard from him forever. And we're going to give away tickets to see Yellowstone's Ryan Bingham. We'll tell you about that in just a few minutes.
Love it.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Hey, y'all, this is Josh Turner. And
I thought it was Trace Atkins.
It's all the same voice. They're all the same.
I will say this song is similar to Trace's I Left Something Turned On at Home.
Okay.
This song is called Heatin' Things Up. Josh Turner did not write it, but the review says Heatin' Things Up cranks up the romantic thermostat, fusing a red-hot fiddle and smoldering sway to a bottomless vocal intro. Josh says this song was kind of in the same vein as Your Man, but musically, it's just very interesting. So we want to know what you think of Heating Things Up.
Is Virginia going to be able to handle this one?
I don't know. Virginia, you may have to turn your radio off for 3 minutes. but let us know. Dump It or Dig It, 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You know Ryan from Yellowstone. He plays Walker on Yellowstone.
Short, dark hair, kind of a campfire cowboy. And you can also call in and let us know what that same number, what you should think about the song that you would text in, the 385-292-1043. And let us know what you think about it. Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters and Josh Turner.
I swear I can't take you nowhere, baby. We just got to the party and there you go. No clue what you do, how you drive me crazy. My train of thought's already on driving you home. I try to stay in conversation and follow what friends are saying. My eyes catch your eyes and my mind goes off on us. I do my best to act like I don't know what's waiting, but it's hard to keep it cool with you heating things up. So hard to keep it cool with you heating things up. I nod my head
Come on and hit the phones, let them ring right now. We want to know what you think about Josh Turner's song.
Josh Turner.
It's Josh Turner. It's because I was, at the same time, I was trying to think of something that would rhyme, and I couldn't think of anything that would rhyme, and so I slurred my words.
So just slur it together.
So just slur it.
Josh Turner. Absolutely, it does. Caden says, dig it. Alder Rydalch, Matthew Briggs, Cynthia Scriver, Teresa McGavin, dig it 100%. Tanya Chavez, Rhett Taylor, dig it. I love everything he does. Tina Shields, Chris Fukuda, his voice is amazing. Ed Coleman, dig it. We love it. Bo Harward, not really digging it. It feels like he's trying too hard. Troy Anderson, dig it. Great to hear him again. Love this one. I dig it. Laura Facer, Winter Reba Toronto says dig it. Dwayne Gettings, not a fan. Dump it. Colette Ziegler says dig it. Michelle Adams, OMG. I love his voice. Dig it. Love Josh Turner's voice. He could sing anything and it would be good. Oh, my Lord, that deep voice gets me from Marissa. Dig it. Miss this guy a lot. Love it. Josh can't be beat. Mel Christensen says dig it. Andrew Pace says dump it. Julie Blake, digging it. Shane Shaw, Lisa Redford, Shelley Schubert, digging it. Jenna Terrell says dump it. Amber Vargo says dig it. Crystal Ellis, dig it. Brittany Hemp, dig it. Beaner says dig it. Erica says dig it. Nathaniel Thompson, glad he's back. I'm digging this. Natasha Boyack, digging it. Dig it. Holly Ahenkaro, love his voice. Chanel Curtis, sorry if I said that wrong. I lost it in the feed. Becky Lindsay, on the fence, but I'll give it a soft dig because that voice, started off slow, but it got better, so I dig it. Kaylee Berry, Cameron Cronmiller, dig it. Could have sworn that was Dave singing.
Hey, now.
Denton Bingham.
Now, if that's what it does to the ladies, hey, Linda. I hope you're listening to the radio.
She's
right
asleep.
Now. Morning. Coming off the phone here. A couple of calls coming in. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
Happy birthday, King.
Oh, there you go. Bonnie. It's Bonnie down there in the Spanish.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bonnie, how are you doing?
Hey, there.
You know,
I'm doing very, very good. Melvin's funeral turned out absolutely wonderful, beautiful. We had the military rite. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. I got up and I give a talk, and you know, I got a little urn, and so I had him in my hands while I was talking. It turned out absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
We appreciate it. And then also, what do you think about the song, Bonnie?
Oh yes. You can't go wrong with him. I love that guy. I'll give him a triple. Yes.
All right,
yes.
Appreciate it.
Honka burning love.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Glad you're doing good, Bonnie. Bye-bye. We love you.
All right. Morning the Z, what do you think? Dump it or dig it?
Dig it.
All right. Jeffer, call him back through. A rich man today.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Just go take a nap, Jeff. You're rich. You don't need to
be
awake and doing stuff.
Jeff won our Instant Cash Song of the Day in the 8 o'clock, in the 7 o'clock hour. Excuse me. Next chance for you to win coming up into the 11 o'clock hour as well. Are we towards the end here?
Yeah, I'm going to say 90-10 for the new one from Josh Turner, Heating Things Up.
Ooh.
Jason MacArthur, you are the winner. You've got tickets to go see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You might know Ryan as Walker from the series Yellowstone. He's going to be there in a benefiting the Ron McBride Foundation that sponsors after-school programs for at-risk youth. Tickets at thecomplex.com. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning at 8:20. All brought to you by Baku e-bikes and scooters.
What do you bet that that guy takes a walk through the park?
What?
MacArthur Park.
Oh, gotcha.
The winner. Baku still has the adventure campaign running right now. Elevate your adventure with the adventure bundle. Now, this thing is for a limited time, so you got to hurry and jump on it. It could go away at any moment. Now you're going to be able to get that top cargo bag, which I was able to put stuff in. that we were talking about earlier.
Your groceries
today,
and your
my groceries.
Prescriptions from Walgreens.
And now I can head all over the place because I've also got the side cargo saddlebags.
Oh, you're
as well.
Set.
I could load that sucker down and still make it back home. Plus, I can throw, in case it's a long trek to the grocery store, I'll take along my Baku tent. And then also the trailside repair kit that you'd always want to have there. All of this is valued at about $600, and it's free to you. The Adventure Bundle is free with the purchase of any new e-bike. Go check it out. You'll absolutely love it. It's a game changer. You and your fam get outfitted. Baku, B-A-K-C-O-U, Baku.com. Luke Combs on the Z. Good to hear from that brother right there. And Luke Combs, by the way, talking a little bit about Miranda, recently had a chance to catch up with him.
I think it's hard to say that Miranda Lambert hasn't influenced my music a ton. You know, right around the time that I started playing guitar, you know, she was coming in to prominence and was putting out really great, really impactful songs that she was writing. And so, you know, anybody that writes their own stuff and sings great and performs great is someone that's truly inspiring to me.
Yeah, I was so hoping that he would say impactual instead of impactful.
He would if it was really a word. Hey, Miranda has a new song coming out this Friday. Yeah. It's called Wranglers. And it's Old Angry Miranda.
Yeah.
And it talks about... I'll
back
tell
to
you,
her kerosene days?
Yeah, actually, yes, exactly. Because it talks about these Wranglers take a long time to burn.
Oh, wow.
So...
Uh-oh.
We'll play that for you probably on Friday.
Has she got the man-hater coming out in her?
Probably.
Uh-oh. Morning, Z104. You are caller... Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's too bad.
Morning, the Z. Your caller is Z. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my heck, they hung up. What's wrong?
I don't know.
What the crap is going on here? All right, let's see. We'll cycle them through here. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Mike.
This is Mike.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, Mike.
You're a winner.
That's it, man. That's all you had to do is get through as caller Z. Now, what you got to do here is the tough decision. Pick your ticks. Which one do you want? George Strait or Kenny Chesney?
King George.
All right.
King George.
It's going to be King, free on the Z.
Awesome.
And, yeah, not only that, but Little Big Town and Chris Stapleton all in one big show on June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium, Michael. All right?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's crazy. What are you doing right now, Mike?
Calling you guys.
Well, I know that.
My girlfriend Linda told me about your contest this morning, and so I made sure that I was all tuned in. And
well, now Mike, are you going to take Linda or somebody else?
Oh, I'm absolutely taking Linda. She chose the king. She chose King George.
Excellent.
And she's the one.
She's going to be very excited.
Good. And then she's the one. Now, do you not normally listen to us, Mike? I mean, did Linda have to kind of push you into listening to us?
No. I always listen to you guys, especially you guys in the morning.
Oh, that's nice of you.
She made me aware of the contest going on this morning. So
yeah.
I thought, well, I got to make sure that I'm all tuned in, lined up.
Well, you did
first
it, man.
Online and everything else.
Right on. Are you working or what are you doing? Just cruising this morning?
I'm kind of working from home. Yep.
Nice. I like it. Well, congratulations. Just give a big old holler out to the radio station that gives away the most concert tickets.
Z104.
Safety by the name of Jalen Key from Alabama was the last player picked in the NFL draft, earning him the nickname Mr. Irrelevant. And boy, can I relate to him. His name will, of course, be changed to Mr. Concussion the first time he takes a helmet and a helmet hit. Helmet to helmet hit. Crazy, though, how that sort of all plays out. You know, there are a lot of different Mr. Irrelevance that have come through.
Wasn't that Brock Purdy, too?
Yes.
Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant. Look at him now with the 49ers and... And they even did a little interview on sports here recently of a couple of players that came from Utah, one from Weber State and one from BYU as Mr. Irrelevant, and went on to play a little bit in the NFL, but then actually went on to be one was like an anesthesiologist and one is a doctor. They totally both took the route of the medical profession, and it's kind of cool to see how they, you know, went on in life to succeed and as well. But they're definitely not Mr. Irrelevance. We have more on the way coming up, and a chance for you to win with our Battle of the Sexes is still into the 9 o'clock hour as well. Nate Smith, and it seems like Taylor Swift is bulletproof nowadays. 5,600% more profanity than her first album.
There is a lot.
Man.
But there's a clean version, too, now. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album.
Now, do you think that she got this from attending football games?
No, because it's been in some of her other albums.
Yeah.
Before she met Travis.
The song Down Bad has the most with 18, followed by Florida, which I think you mentioned the other day, with 12. And Taylor's most used cuss word is the good old F-bomb.
In recent years, her use of profanity seems to double with each album. Someone on Reddit joked that if the trend continues, she'll be using the F-word 24,000 times five albums from now.
Now, of course, the Tortured Poets Department debuted at number one on Billboard's 200 chart, and she ties actually with Jay-Z for the most number one albums for solo artists. They each have 14. The Beatles hold the overall spot with 20 number one albums.
Taylor has sold 2.6 million units, the most since Adele's 25 album in 2015. On Instagram, Taylor said, "My mind is blown. I'm completely floored by the love you've shown this album."
Do you think she's doing okay?
Her thank you did not include any profanity.
Yeah.
F-yeah!
F-ing yeah! Do you think she's going to be okay financially? I worry about
her. I think she's going to be all right. You know?
And then one last note. If that 2.6 million number holds, it'll be the second biggest opening sales week of all time in the U.S. behind 25.
Now, that bumps No Strings Attached by NSYNC into third place. It sold 2.4 million copies in its first week back in 2000, and that was actual copies before they included streaming in the stats.
So a lot of us ask, and I'm one of them, a lot of us ask, when you make all that kind of money, I don't know, and maybe it's, I just have this simple mind of thinking, why wouldn't someone just go and buy an island, or just, you know what I mean? Just go and travel the world. And of course, if you're Taylor Swift, you've already traveled the world. Now, I know that the easy answer is they love what they do. Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, they love what they do and they want to.
Yeah, they got to be out there making all that money.
So, but the thing is there's, if money is no object, they still just love what they do. It doesn't matter whether they're making money or not. They just love what they do. There are a lot of people out there that are, you know.
Because I think if you quit touring and you take a break.
You turn into me.
you can quickly become irrelevant. And people are like, huh.
Yeah, but what's wrong with.
Wonder what happened to
what's
Taylor
wrong with
Swift.
So?
I guess you just want to strike while the iron's hot, because I think you get to, but I mean, look at Kenny Chesney. He's still touring in his 50s, still totally relevant, but I think he just did a podcast where he said, "I'm so grateful that I can still do this. My biggest fear is," I don't know that he said becoming irrelevant, but kind of fading away, and I just hope I can do this the rest of my life. I think it's scary.
I can see why athletes, you know, they do come in, they have to kind of, like you say, strike while the iron's hot or while their body is healthy. And so an athlete will come into professional sports for 5, 10, 15 years, maybe pushing it out there to 20 years, depending on the sport. But after that, man, your body takes a toll. And who would want to take a shot to the knee and have to hobble around for the next 40 years of your life? When you go, you know, go to a park or whatever,
but
where you're trying
like musicians
to do stuff.
Like Keith Urban, Taylor Swift, like it's just in their DNA. That's what they love to do, and they just want to do it. Right. They can't do it anymore.
Right. And like I say, money, no object.
Yeah.
They just do it for the love. Now, you and I, we're just going to, we love what we do. It's just that we're going to have to work till we drop. So forget the golden years. A new AARP survey found, and I specifically read this on your birthday because it's great to be 88.
Right.
A survey found that a fourth of the people, 25% of over the age of 50, say that they do not expect to ever retire, with the same percentage saying that they don't have money saved for retirement.
Nope.
70% of the older adults surveyed said that they are worried that their income cannot keep up with the rising costs.
I'm glad I'm not in just the only one in that boat.
Yep. Survey also found that one-third of adults over 50 carry a credit card balance of more than $10,000, and 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more on a credit cards.
I'm not there now, but I've been there, and it sucks because if you get your statement, and it's like, if you keep on with the minimum payment,
your
balance will be paid off in 2175.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like,
crazy.
Oh, help. I hope my kids don't mind that I leave them saddled with that little debt.
And you do. You feel buried. And and believe me, it's not a good feeling. And I know you. Some of you might be experiencing that. And it is. It sucks, man. It's a, you know, it's a feeling that you don't want to feel. You have to work your butt off to try to unbury yourself. And some of you, you know, bless your hearts, are dealing with financial difficulties due to unfortunate medical expenses. It's just horrible. It's something that you didn't, it's not like you went out and bought a boat and made a whole bunch of stupid decisions like me.
No, you got cancer or had a heart attack or.
But it really is something that you just feel like, man, I'm just gonna keep work. In fact, somebody asked me just yesterday, as a matter of fact, they said, "Well, when do you think you'll retire?" And I'm like, when I'm 142, right? I think I've got the whole plan lined out, and I think it'll work out.
Just work till we die, and then we'll go to hell together.
Yeah,
right.
Nate Smith, and it seems like Taylor Swift is bulletproof nowadays. 5,600% more profanity than her first album.
There is a lot.
Man.
But there's a clean version, too, now. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album.
Now, do you think that she got this from attending football games?
No, because it's been in some of her other albums.
Yeah.
Before she met Travis.
The song Down Bad has the most with 18, followed by Florida, which I think you mentioned the other day, with 12. And Taylor's most used cuss word is the good old F-bomb.
In recent years, her use of profanity seems to double with each album. Someone on Reddit joked that if the trend continues, she'll be using the F-word 24,000 times five albums from now.
Now, of course, the Tortured Poets Department debuted at number one on Billboard's 200 chart, and she ties actually with Jay-Z for the most number one albums for solo artists. They each have 14. The Beatles hold the overall spot with 20 number one albums.
Taylor has sold 2.6 million units, the most since Adele's 25 album in 2015. On Instagram, Taylor said, "My mind is blown. I'm completely floored by the love you've shown this album."
Do you think she's doing
her thank you did not include any profanity.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to be okay financially?
I worry about her. She's going to be all right. You know?
And then one last note. If that 2.6 million number holds, it'll be the second biggest opening sales week of all time in the U.S. behind 25.
Now, that bumps No Strings Attached by NSYNC into third place. It sold 2.4 million copies in its first week back in 2000, and that was actual copies before they included streaming in the stats.
So a lot of us ask, and I'm one of them, a lot of us ask, when you make all that kind of money, I don't know, and maybe it's, I just have this simple mind of thinking, why wouldn't someone just go and buy an island, or just, you know what I mean? Just go and travel the world And of course, if you're Taylor Swift, you've already traveled the world. Now, I know that the easy answer is they love what they do. Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, they love what they do and they want to.
Yeah, they got to be out there making all that money.
So, but the thing is there's, if money is no object, they still just love what they do. It doesn't matter whether they're making money or not. They just love what they do. There are a lot of people out there that are, you know.
Because I think if you quit touring and you take a break.
You turn into me.
you can quickly become irrelevant. And people are like, huh.
Yeah, but what's wrong with.
Wonder what happened to
what's
Taylor
What's wrong with
Swift.
So?
I guess you know? Just want to strike while the iron's hot because I think you get to, but I mean, look at Kenny Chesney. He's still touring in his 50s.
Yeah.
Still totally relevant. But I think he just did a podcast where he said, I'm so grateful that I can still do this. My biggest fear is, I don't know that he said becoming irrelevant, but kind of fading away. And I just hope I can do this the rest of my life. I think it's scary.
I can see why athletes, you know, they do come in. They have to kind of, like you say, strike while the iron's hot or while their body is healthy. And so an athlete will come into professional sports for 5, 10, 15 years, maybe pushing it out there to 20 years, depending on the sport. But after that, man, your body takes a toll. And who would want to take a shot to the knee and have to hobble around for the next 40 years of your life? When you go, you know, go to a park or whatever,
but
or you're trying
like
to
musicians
do stuff.
Like Keith Urban, Taylor Swift, like it's just in their DNA. That's what they love to do, and they just want to do it. Right. They can't do it anymore.
Right. And like I say, money, no object.
Yeah.
They just do it for the love. Now, you and I, we're just going to, we love what we do. It's just that we're going to have to work till we drop. So forget the golden years. A new AARP survey found, and I specifically read this on your birthday because it's great to be 88.
Right.
A survey found that a fourth of the people, 25% of over the age of 50, say that they do not expect to ever retire, with the same percentage saying that they don't have money saved for retirement.
Nope.
70% of the older adults surveyed said that they are worried that their income cannot keep up with the rising costs.
I'm glad I'm not just the only one in that boat.
Yep. Survey also found that one-third of adults over 50 carry a credit card balance of more than $10,000, and 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more on a credit cards.
I'm not there now, but I've been there, and it sucks because you get your statement and it's like, if you keep on with the minimum payment,
your
balance will be paid off in 2175.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like,
crazy.
Oh, help. I hope my kids don't mind that I leave them saddled with that little debt.
And you do. You feel buried. And believe me, it's not a good feeling. And I know some of you might be experiencing that. And it sucks, man. It's a, you know, it's a feeling that you don't want to feel. You have to work your butt off to try to unbury yourself. And some of you, you know, bless your hearts, are dealing with financial difficulties due to unfortunate medical expenses. It's just horrible. It's something that you didn't, it's not like you went out and bought a boat and made a whole bunch of stupid decisions like me.
No, you got cancer or had a heart attack or.
But it really is something that you just feel like, man, I'm just gonna keep work. In fact, somebody asked me just yesterday, as a matter of fact, they said, well, when do you think you'll retire? And I'm like, when I'm 142. Right? I think I've got the whole plan lined out, and I think it'll work out.
We'll just work till we die, and then we'll go to hell together.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, a lot of people will come up to me, and they'll say, was buying one or two RVs a good financial decision in your life? And really, I honestly have to say, it's my backup plan. And one of the, you know, like how you put together a little food storage in a backpack and you stick it over in the corner of the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just like it, except it's,
bigger scale.
It's a little bit more expensive. it's my backup plan. Instead of having to live underneath some kind of a van down by the river.
You've got your choice.
I've got my choice now. Yeah.
So, which one do I want to go to?
Megan Maroney. See, you don't need to be 88 to use the same Bless Your Heart.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I have listened to that song quite a few times, and I never heard that in the background. She goes, Bless Your Heart.
Bless Your Heart, yeah. Social media and the destructive nature of social media. That's what that song is all about. Song called I'm Not Pretty. Now, according to a new study, 42% of Americans actually support the government's ban on TikTok.
Are you aware of the dangers lurking on your child's phone? TikTok, the addictive app that's captivating young minds everywhere, may not be as harmless as it seems. TikTok promotes cyberbullying, inappropriate content, and even data privacy concerns. It's time to take action. Protect your children from the negative influences of TikTok. Together, let's make a stand for a safer online environment. Sincerely, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Are you for it?
All the talk about how with the privacy concerns a little bit, since it's owned by a Chinese company, a little bit. I still get on it every day.
Yeah, but it would save me hours.
Yeah.
If they could
be a real time saver if you just cut me off from TikTok in a forced cutoff.
Because then I don't think we'd have to worry as much, right? It's like if I have no self-control.
Down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can admit it and say, look, I have no self-control, just take it away from me. It's kind of like having your favorite cake in front of you.
Yeah, take it away. Don't let me have it.
You know that you don't have it. In fact, you're like that. You will actually, if we have treats or snack or something around here, and then you'll try it a little bit, and I'll say, well, here, do you want more? And you go, no, get it away from me.
Yeah, move it. So if I have to get up to get it, I'm not going to eat it.
But if it's close by, you'll eat the whole bag.
If it's within arm's reach, I'll eat the whole bag.
It's just like all or nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, we were speaking about social media, and when you think you have friends out there, and social media is such a false, it's such a facade.
Come on, Dave, it's real. Come on, Dave. I think it can be real. I think people can really reach out to you through social media and keep track of you, and they're interested. What have you been doing, and what do your kids look like, and what are they doing, and...
It can be. And maybe I'm just,
it's a little, it's good and evil, good and bad.
I just, maybe I'm a little pessimistic when it comes to that, because it's kind of like,
well,
I always feel
you
like,
hate it.
Well, yeah, I do actually. And because I think, and maybe as part of me is,
but that's the only way I can keep track of your siblings' birthdays.
That's true.
And let you know that it's, Doreen's birthday,
which I appreciate
tomorrow.
That.
Yeah. You're
Thanks
welcome.
For doing that.
Yeah,
and people will say to me all the time, how come you never friended me? I'm like, well, because that's why we have Dave and Deb Facebook. We'll totally friend you on Dave and Deb Facebook. You may think I'm an a-hole for it, and that's okay. Because actually, if I did have social media and looked at it, you'd probably call me an a-hole. And then I would probably say, you're not pretty. And then I would write a song like Megan Maroney.
Bless Your Heart.
And Bless Your Heart. So, but when we really do have friends, especially those friends that are kind of ride or die, that they're always there. It might be your spouse. It might be, just a really good friend you've had.
Your significant other.
Yeah. We have, our spouse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
Either way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
But if you're living in sin, then your significant other.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
If you have a partner, you might also have couple friends. Now, there are some couples that honestly cannot even go out together as a couple without inviting someone. And I don't know, maybe that's you, and maybe that's okay, and maybe that is where y'all handle it. I'm not saying that going out with other couples is bad. I'm just saying that there are some that
you don't like it, right?
Well, I mean, it's occasionally when you go out with somebody, then, you find that's okay. But there are also times that I just want to be alone with my wife. I just want to go out. You know what I mean? And I...
Yeah, I just want to be alone with my wife and a big plate of tilapia. Yeah. It's a private event.
Yeah. And don't go to, don't disturb us at IHOP.
don't come over and say hi.
No. That's not it. No, I absolutely love it when people listen and say stuff. So don't even hesitate.
Nice.
Yes, yeah. It's so nice of you. Because we only have three people. And what are the chances?
It doesn't take that much time.
That of those three listeners would say hi to us in a restaurant. Now, you should probably keep making more new friends because you never know when an old friend might actually flake out, do something untrustworthy, and maybe they'll move, and it gets removed from your friends list, whatever it might be. And so that's where you kind of want to reevaluate and go, wait a minute. There are times when you make new friends throughout your life, obviously. Because sometimes when you have a best friend in high school and now you look back on it, it's like, I thought we were besties forever and ever. Amen. And nobody's ever going to tear us apart. We're going to hang out. We're never going to get married. We're going to go four wheeling and go hunting forever and ever. And no woman is going to come between us. And then your hormones kick in. And you're like, wait a minute. I think I'm kind of liking this thing.
I have friends, though, that if I don't see them for a month or two, it's like we never been apart.
You can just pick up?
We just pick up where we left off.
Just like that?
And it's fine. I know they're busy. They know I'm busy. And we get together to go to dinner or something. And it's just amazing how long we've been friends and how long we continue to be friends. And we just pick up where we left off.
Now, what is your choice? If you were to pick, would you like going out with your SO more or with a couple?
I think I'm like you. I think sometimes you just want to go out with them. And then other times it's fun to get a group of friends and family together and go out.
Yeah.
I'm not all one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm both.
Yeah. It's and sometimes our profession leads us to where we are around some crowds and other things, and you know, sometimes it kind of helps to be sort of private sometimes. Couple friends, they're even harder to stay connected with because they, you know, you split up, and once they split, there's no couple to be friends with.
Yeah, that was, and, there's Team Deb,
yes,
and Team R. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
And who do you pick, and how right. do you go, and you're like, and then it's just odd, because then if they don't find another person to be their person, then you're like, hey, do you want to come along? I know you're going to be a third wheel,
yeah,
but do you want to
like
come along?
A third or a fifth wheel or a seventh wheel.
Yeah.
I guess we better invite Deb.
she's all she's got is her cats at home and she's lonely as hell.
Which, thank you for thinking that you should have invited me. Yeah. I loved that.
Do you have motivation to start new friends, to meet new friends?
I mean, what do you,
does it happen? Does it just kind of happen though, right? You don't go actively out
I'm not going, oh, I got to go make new friends.
Yeah, it's not like you're clubbing every weekend.
If it happens, that's great.
Right. Are you constantly making connections, things like that? Maybe, or are you still hanging around with friends you made in high school or college?
I do, occasionally. I have some of those, and gosh, they've just seen me through my best and my worst and still like me, I guess. And
and you know what's kind of sad, and with it being your birthday today and you're 108 years old, it is weird to go and hang out, even if you come across just a high school buddy. But I, every once in a while, I'll go and have lunch with a high school friend, and a shout out to Craig. You know, every once in a while we'll get together and have lunch. And it's kind of depressing because he usually keeps up on stuff more than me. And he'll go, oh, did you hear that John Schmaltz died? And did you hear that Joe Schmo? And, you know, I'm just making names.
You had a lot of German friends in high school.
John and Joe. Well, Schmaltz. Yeah, we did. We went to a German high school.
Oh, Cottonwood.
The Cottonwood Colts. You know, but I mean, but you get that, you get to that age and you're like, holy crap. Are we some of the few and far between, or what's going on here? But it is weird when
you probably just rather not know, right?
Right. Yeah, and it is. It's kind of, it kind of gets a little you know, disheartening when you start getting together for that. All right, coming up here, we got Battle of the Sexes. We're going to take some more of your comments. We've got some shower thoughts on the way, too.
Oh, good.
Like, for instance, this one, speaking of dying, you come across this and you go, life is, if you think about life and you think, this is really ultimately just a massive try not to die challenge, isn't it?
Life, yeah.
Set on impossible difficulty.
That's it can be, but I don't want to look at it that way.
I know. But it is. Life is really just one.
Thanks for talking about that on my birthday, Dave.
Yeah, we die every day. We actually die every day. But we get that much closer to death. And that's why I'm also playing this song for you.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
So much.
Just more together with Priscilla Block on the Z.
It's Morning Buzz time with Dave and Deb.
All right. So in our country news here, it looks like what happened is a baby named Johnny Cash and another named June Carter.
I saw this on socials a week or two ago.
They ended up being born in the same hospital in Alabama on the exact same day.
Our nurse came in. She asked me, do you know who Johnny Cash Life is? And I said, well, yes, June Carter. And she said, okay, good, because there is a couple down the hall and they would like to meet you.
I was so excited when I found out. She's like, we did see a door sign that said Johnny Cash. I was like, okay, we're going to have to go meet him. They were so nice and the babies were so cute. This is just such a big coincidence.
And first of all, I mean, who names their kids that anymore nowadays, right? I mean, that's pretty cool.
His uncle came to visit us and ran into Johnny Cash's dad in the elevator. He had on his shirt that said Johnny Cash. And he was like, that's weird that you're wearing that. My niece just had a baby named June Carter. It was his dad's. And he's like, that's weird. We just had a baby named Johnny Cash. So he called and he was like, you've got to hear this.
Now, it happened April 10th in Huntsville, Alabama. June Carter Clark was born at 2:30 p.m. She weighed in 6 pounds, 12 ounces. Then Johnny Cash Davis arrived at 9:50 p.m., weighing 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
How fun, right?
Both sets of parents are fans. Couldn't believe it when they found out. Baby June's dad is named Carter, so it was also a nod to the grandpa. Johnny's dad is a Johnny, so they're planning to call him Cash instead of Johnny. They say they want to stay in touch. People online are hoping to check back in 20 years and see if June and Johnny couple up.
Yeah.
Now, the original June and Johnny were married over 35 years before she passed in May of 2003. Johnny died less than 4 months later that September.
Of heartbreak, right?
Probably.
You know?
He was in rough shape, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a little closer to home. Woman here in Utah is facing sexual battery charges after pulling down a strange teenager's skirt because she felt that it was too short and showing too much cheek.
Oh.
Now, it doesn't say if her name was Virginia or not, but I wish we can check.
I happen to work from state, and if I have to watch your cheeks hanging out again, I will call CPS.
That didn't sound like a Virginia, but... She says, look, I don't want to see it. And there's the little clip in case you didn't hear it.
Listen, you're going to see anything when you go to concerts.
Yeah.
And you may like it or not like it, but you're going to just be prepared.
Because what are you going to do? Kick out half the people there that are dressed inappropriately?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not saying that one person, you know, can't make a difference. It's just that it's an uphill battle. It just seems to me like you're going to have to make that decision whether you look that direction or not, because it's all over the place.
Dave usually does.
I just look away. You know, I just look away.
Look away, Dave.
Look away. Look away. And how about hot dogs? Could hot dogs actually save a person's life? It did, actually. In Omaha, Nebraska on Friday, did you catch all of those horrific tornadoes in the area?
Oh, I did. We have some friends in Nebraska, and they were sending us home video while it was going on. It was crazy.
So this tornado destroyed his house, but guess what? He was out buying hot dogs at a gas station.
No way.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard, and family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
And then we turn towards a little bit of country news, if you can call it that. Maybe you should call it gospel news.
Oh, Eric Church.
The chief.
I saw a review on this, and it wasn't good. Stagecoach went down this weekend. There were some great moments, a bit of controversy as well. The biggest storyline of the weekend was Eric Church's performance. He did a stripped-down acoustic set of gospel covers with a full choir. Problem was, he was headlining. His set started at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. A lot of people were angry, wondered why he ruined the party vibe. One guy even called it career suicide. As for Eric, he said, "This was the most difficult set I've ever attempted."
Well,
when you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how I'm
of course, that's his Springsteen clip from the festival.
Like a soundtrack to a July Saturday.
Now, this isn't the first time that it's actually people have thought, why are we not starting on time again? Why are we not? Why is it an hour plus?
And he had his I'm going to say famous backup vocalist, Joanna Cotton, with him. An hour and 6 minutes into the performance, he finally addressed the crowd and said, "Hey, how y'all doing?"
Wow.
But he didn't even. I wasn't there. I'm just reading the reviews, but. Apparently he did mostly a gospel set, which that's fine. It's just not what people expect.
No.
From a headliner. You expect, he did do a couple of his hits like that one.
And there's some people that, now look, it kind of goes both ways. You know, we're trying to be, sort of open-minded about this. You know, Eric Church, his band all got COVID. Or no.
Norovirus
is what it was. And so he went out and performed acoustically. Then he promised to come back with a full band.
Which he did.
He came back. However, when I believe that was a performance when he came back, and then or it might have been the one after that he started like over an hour after he was supposed to start.
That was another time. But his acoustic show when they got great. Norovirus was a set of a lifetime.
We really lucked out here.
Yeah, we really did.
That was a really cool thing.
Stagecoach, they weren't expecting acoustic set of gospel covers from Eric Church.
Yeah.
One of the highlights of the weekend, Post Malone and his set of country covers.
Yeah.
He did a great job, brought out an all-star guest list. He was joined by Dwight Yoakam, Sarah Evans, and Brad Paisley. Posty and Brad saying, "I'm going to miss her." They then belted out Vince Gill's "One More Last Chance." On the final song of the set, Brad came back out to play guitar while Posty killed it with the Alan Jackson classic Chattahoochee.
Dude, he just needs to jump, man. Just jump in with both feet. I think
this week we're going to get a single from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. It's called "I Had Some Help," I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
I didn't do all this.
We teased it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't do all this crap by myself. I had some help.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
So Miranda Lambert brought out Reba. For her finale, the crowd loved it. They sang "Mama's Broken Heart," "Fancy," and "Gunpowder and Lead." Jelly Roll and T-Pain honored Toby Keith with a cover of "Should Have Been a Cowboy." And they did not stream. Lots of people were excited to see Morgan Wallen's set. They streamed the entire Stagecoach live, except for Morgan's set. Don't know why.
Mm. Yeah, that is weird. Was maybe the set list was attached to a chair and they lost it.
Maybe.
I got a little Monday for you.
Okay.
Kind of, in a sense, sort
All
of.
Right.
What's the name of James Bond movie where he puts off coloring his hair?
Die Another Day.
Die Another Day. That's exactly it. We got Battle of the Sexes, and we want to instruct you on how to call in for that.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
That is the actual news, wow, newsreel from 1936. Thank goodness it's a little bit easier to dial now, and that's what you should be doing.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right. We've got tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo. It's happening Wednesday, July 10th in Nephi. All that week, actually. Celebrate 90 years of Utah tradition. The Ute Stampede will have extreme bulls for the first time on Wednesday night. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets at utestampederodeo.com, or you can win them right here from Z104.
Nephi, Utah. All right, let's roll it out. Morning. Who is this?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
We'll get you a girl. Yes. Hang on a sec.
We're playing Battle of the Sexes. Morning, the Z. Are you a girl?
I am.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Mary Yule, and Matt.
E-W-E-L-L.
What? Mary what?
Mary Yule.
Oh, Yule.
E-W-E-L-L.
Oh,
look at you.
Well, yeah, we don't need your full name yet, but thanks.
All right, one of you won in the last 30 days?
No.
No.
Okay.
All right, Mary, we're going to go first.
Mary, have the first question.
Yesterday, former TV host Jay Leno had a birthday. He started the Tonight Show gig in 1992, after which host retired? Joan Rivers, Johnny Carson, or Ed Sullivan?
Carlson?
Yeah, Johnny Carson. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my heck. They wrote Carlson in there, didn't they?
Yeah, it's Carson.
Yeah.
But
weird. Me, I probably would have read it and gone, Johnny Carlson? And like, wait a minute, is that a new guy? Matt, here's your question. What is the name of the company that actress Jessica Alba co-founded, focusing on safe, eco-friendly products? Was it The Honest Company, Poosh, or Goop?
Hey. It was what? Sorry, can you say them again?
The Honest Company, Poosh, or Goop? Jessica Alba.
Poosh.
It was The Honest Company.
All right, Mary.
Okay.
If a car is V8, what does it have eight of? Cylinders, solenoids, or catalytic converters?
V8 solenoid?
Give her the.
Can you repeat those? Go ahead.
If a car is V8, what does it have eight of? Cylinders, solenoids, or catalytic converters?
Or vegetables.
Solenoids.
No, it's cylinders.
Okay.
Oh.
Matt, what's the. You should have had a V8.
Yeah.
Good one, Dave.
What is the name of the hair technique where you wash your hair using conditioner instead of shampoo? Is it dry shampoo, co-wash, or deep conditioning?
Deep conditioning?
Co-wash.
I've never heard of that.
I have never heard of that either.
I'm going to have to try that because my hair is like super dry.
Wait, I got to read that again. What's the name of the hair technique where you wash your hair using conditioner? Huh.
Huh.
All right.
All right, Mary. Which video game character is known for collecting rings? Donkey Kong?
Oh, really?
Mario or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Donkey Kong?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Are we still... she's one, isn't
Mary's
she?
Mary's got one.
So we have one. To get this one.
Matt needs to get one to tie it.
Okay. Matt, here's your question. What is a sommelier?
Sommelier.
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 Oh, what the hell? We've all said it differently now. I don't know what it is. What is a sommelier expert in? Hair care, jewelry, or wine?
Wine.
You got it. We're tied.
Got it. All right, we're tied.
Okay, now Deb's holding up a finger. Fingers between 1 and 10. And Matt, you actually got through first. You get a guess first.
5.
Okay, Mary?
3.
It was 6. Matt's a little closer.
Matt's the winner. Matt, you're going to the Ute Stampede Rodeo in July, all right?
Nice.
Heck cool. Yeah. Hold on a sec.
Happy for you guys. A little bit of sun coming out. Hope you enjoy your Monday. And thanks for taking us along, both of you, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
You.
All right. Love you. Bye. George Burge on the Z. We're going to sneak in a few leftovers, what we have. If you have something that you'd like to slide on in, that'll be coming up next. Make sure you hit the phones.
And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Good luck. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Deb and I are going to head on off to our large-scale containers at home. And we want to pass along a couple of things to you before we head on out of here. Jim Bob is coming up. He's got the mystery sound in about an hour from now, just about 10:50, and $124 on the line. Still a pretty good little check. If you'd like to go to the website and check out the previous clue or clues and the guess or two that are on there, plus the sound itself, listen to it over and over again and try your luck at our mystery sound in about an hour.
Don't forget the Instant Cash Song of the Day, Need a Favor by Jelly Roll. It will play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z, when you hear it, wins $250, $1,000 a day in cash. You can win as many times as you can. So get your share of the cash. What?
Oh, look, they got you right on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
A last-minute happy birthday
thank
to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That
oh, it's
so
a lit-up
nice.
Sash. What? I'll describe it for radio here. It's got little lights on it. It says birthday girl on it.
Oh,
it's a
my
pink
gosh.
Ribbon. That
thank
looks
you,
just
guys.
Like the ribbon you holy wore when cow. The pageant days.
And it takes me back.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you got
it
the pageant wave down.
Cake, flowers, gifts. Oh, Stanley, Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar Coconut. You guys.
Ooh, yeah, that is delicious. That's
thank
a good birthday.
So
happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Debster.
You guys are too nice.
Happy birthday to
thank
you. There you,
you
go.
Thank you so much. I get to wear this all day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking it off.
You might
sun,
want to leave your jacket on. It's a little chilly just to wear that. And it's not going to cover up a whole
look,
lot. But
look, nobody would care. Nobody would notice. So it doesn't really matter.
There you go. We've got Amber and Jim and Sarah and
Addie.
Yep.
Dave knows.
Holy
yeah.
crap. Addie is tall. I didn't even
she
recognize
is.
Her. So there you go.
Don't
anyway.
You think she looks like Taylor Swift? I think
oh, yeah, she
looks
she does.
Like Taylor
yes.
Swift.
Yep.
Yeah.
In
we
fact,
have Taylor
could,
Swift in the
you
studio,
retire.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. That is. She does have a Taylor Swift look. Yeah, George Strait, Kenny Chesney tickets to win. Plus, we've got our Instant Cash Song of the Day, as we were talking about right there as well. Keep it here for your chance to win, and we'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
The show is over.
Can't help but think, where did the time go?
Well, how time flies when you're having fun.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, my friends.
And we are out.
We out.